Now it's time for some letters to the evening news. There's a fairly political bunch this week. We'll start with a critical look by Barbara Searle of Norwich at what aspirant Prime Minister Liz Truss has done for her South West Norfolk constituency. So, if elected as the new Prime Minister, Ms Truss has stated that she will fight for Norfolk. Ms Truss has already held a number of government positions, giving her seat in the Cabinet, most recently the high-profile role of Foreign Secretary, which has given her an ample scope to fight for Norfolk. Yet, with the exception of her support for the successful campaign to keep RAF Marham, I've not been aware that she has been a particular champion for the county. Norfolk remains forgotten, left behind and taken for granted by its Conservative representatives. The state of the QEH at King's Lynn is a scandal, as recently revealed. Norfolk has lost £2.4 million because pre-Brexit funding has not been matched by the Conservative government. The effect of this is more cuts to essential services by a county council struggling to balance its books. If she becomes Prime Minister, Ms Truss will have bigger problems on her desk than Norfolk. So dream on. And that's from Barbara Searle of Bethel Street, Norwich.
M Sims of Poringland asks why airlines do not pay tax on fuel. With reference to the world problems of us overheating the atmosphere by using oil, petrol, diesel, gas, coal, etc., which we did not have years ago, could someone explain to me why the world airlines do not pay tax on their fuel? I shudder to think of the amount of fuel a jumbo jet uses before taking off, let alone the total amount for, say, a journey from America to Heathrow. MJ Sims of Poringland.
Have you heard of grey water? Well, Christopher Cockcroft of Thurlton has a suggestion on the future use of water supplies. With the current moratorium on council giving planning permission due to drainage issues, together with the predicted decrease in rainfall in East Anglia, is it not time for the authorities and Anglian Water to introduce a requirement for new housing developments to incorporate grey water harvesting? Several years ago, when visiting friends near Sydney in Australia, I was told that an adjacent new housing estate would have had two drainage systems, one for foul water from toilets, etc., and one for grey water from showers, kitchen appliances, etc. The grey water was to be filtered and pumped back to use in toilets and on gardens. Drinking quality water would be supplied for drinking, cooking, washing only. Hence, here I am collecting both rainwater and bath shower water in one of my water butts for use on my garden. So now, during this moratorium, is the time for a complete rethink on how we use, recycle and drain water. That's from Christopher Cockcroft of Beckles Road, Thurlton.
P. Williams of Norwich has heard that there may be a proposal to rename the Royal Arcade in the city centre. Further to the recent news that someone has decided to change the name of the long-standing historic Royal Arcade, let me inform you that the majority of local people will still call it the Arcade, the same as the Castle Mall and Chapperfield. It doesn't matter how many times these people change the names of local popular centres. Castle Mall, the Mall, Castle Quarter, they will still be called by that original name. What a complete waste of money. It's the original sign, Royal Arcade, going to be scrapped and put in a skip.